It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 569. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. This show is brought to you in part by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Remember to use the promo code MikeTechShow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, facebook.com/MikeTechShow, and don't forget the wiki at mtswiki.com. There you'll find links to all the past shows, the show notes, the audio. It's a great resource. Before we begin tonight, the topic is going to be how to get business clients, how to move your repair business or your break fix or your consulting business from residential to clients, or maybe obtain more clients or offer more services. That's the focus of tonight's show. Don't forget to check out the information on the UnConference. If you are in the business, or even if you're not in the business and you are a tech and you just want to gain more knowledge on tools and different things about the business you're in, you want to plan on attending the UnConference July 22nd to the 24th in Toronto, Canada. All the details are coming out. We have a Holiday Inn hotel with a discount code for a group rate. If you have any questions about this conference, please, please email me and I will keep you abreast of everything that's happening. We have a survey over at TechNibble. The link is in my show notes where you can click on. We want to get more info on what you would like to hear so we can put the right expert in the position of talking about that topic, maybe bringing in some vendors that are about products that you would like to hear about that you're interested in. It's going to be really great. Let's start out. If you are in a rut, which I was in when I first started, when I left the corporate world, I should say forced out of the corporate world, but I didn't want to return to it. And I wanted to start my business on my own. I thought I could make a living on break fix, waiting for clients to call me. But it's interesting. Even as I started out, I always had business clients. There's a lot of techs out there that are doing this part-time and maybe just breaking into the field by taking care of residential, and that's fine. But residential clients, it's very difficult to put them on a monthly retainer or buy in blocks of hours unless they have a home business. And in that case, it's a business. It's not residential anymore. You might be very happy with just break fix residential and making a great living. That's nice. But if you want to move on and you want to tackle businesses, I get this a lot where I'm asked, how can I get more businesses as clients, or how can I even break into that field? Now, I'm only going to scratch the surface here, but I have a few details that can help you get started. Keep in mind that there's a hardware life cycle for a business. Every business should look at all their technology and hardware and know that they have to move on and replace it and upgrade it at certain point. And it's knowing when to do that. The typical business life cycle that I run into for small businesses is 5 years. That means if you buy a computer, you should only expect to have it for 5 years, because after that fifth year, it's going to cost you more to use it than it will to replace it. And that's what the life cycle of a machine, where first you have the new machine, and it's nice and fast and everything, and it goes through a cycle of life to where there's an end of life that you now have to wipe the drive securely and then get rid of the computer. Now, I'm just using a computer as an example. There's lots of other devices. Maybe it's a big copier, printer. Every business has to do that self-assessment or turn to an expert or a person to help them with that. It's what I do. It's one thing that I do. And a way right now to break into that and to help you extend the life of systems. You've heard me talk about it over and over, and I'm not going to dwell on the details. I'm just going to mention it. It's upgrading the hard drive to an SSD, a solid state drive. I've taken computers that are 3-4 years old that were ready for the trash heap, cloned the drive to an SSD, and it's made it breathe new life into the system that will extend the life for a few more years. By you offering that as a service, by going into a company and saying, I can help you extend the life of your computers inexpensively, under budget, because you have a process, you have a Cronus, you clone the drive. Now, what you need to do, you're going to have to make a little investment in some tools and the technology before you can go forward and do this. You need to buy a Cronus, you need to buy an SSD, you need to take an old system that you have, maybe go buy a refurb system from Amazon or Newegg. I've done this with laptops all the time. Matter of fact, I have a laptop here from a client that wants to get an SSD, and he bought that as a refurb Dell Latitude laptop. I'm going to clone it, I'm going to put the SSD in, charge him an hour for the process, and charge him for the drive. You can do this on systems. I've taken a couple companies and have upgraded them. This is one service that you can use to get into the door for a business. Have a process to analyze the systems. Now, I use SIW. That is the tool. I have this on my USB stick, and my son does. And we just yesterday, the first visit for a brand new client, while I'm talking with the owner, my son hit every single laptop and desktop and got an SIW report, which now, over the weekend, I am putting a proposal together of my recommendations and assessment of all those systems, which ones need to be upgraded. They're all Dell laptops, which is great because it's easy for me now. I will have the service tag in that file. I will run the service tag on the Dell warranty so I know which systems are coming up on warranty. Maybe they're out of warranty, and I'll make a nice list and say, we need to attack these. We need to get under support for your hardware. So if you have an emergency, Dell comes out and they're on the hook to replace the motherboard or do whatever they have to. A lot of people don't realize with Dell hardware and even HP, you can buy a 5-year warranty. Now, it costs you more and it's better to buy it up front than later, but you can get 5 years. And if you're on a 5-year life cycle, doesn't it make sense to have 5 years support for the hardware? Anyway, wanted to throw that in there, which leads to something else. Not only having a tool that you can rely on to do a quick assessment to help you, but I only recommend name brand hardware. Now, this is going to cause a debate. It always does when I bring it up. And there's a reason. 90% of my business clients, this is 9 out of 10, would never consider a custom-built computer ever. I don't care how great it is. I don't care how inexpensive and how fast it is. They won't do it. I have picked the Dell Optiplex for the good, for the bad. It's what I've become an expert in. It's what my son has now become an expert in supporting the Dell Optiplex, knowing everything about the Optiplexes. So we can get in there and upgrade and do whatever we want, but it's going to be under support. It's going to be a name brand system. I either guide them to buy it directly from Dell, or I use my Dell reseller that I buy from and I resell it. But either way, it's going to be a Dell Optiplex for the desktop. It's going to be a Dell Latitude. If you standardize like that, it makes life easy. Now I don't have to know the hardware for every single manufacturer. Certainly, I inherit different hardware on new clients. But when they're starting out or they're deciding to do a whole mass upgrade, I control the brands of what they will deploy because it makes my life easier for supporting it. We make sure they have a minimum of 3 years pro support next business day. So if a machine goes down, if there's a problem, a Dell tech has to be out the next business day to fix it. That's what I want. My clients are happy. You need to get into that mindset for being able to take care of businesses. Businesses don't want to hear about clones. Now, you may have a couple that do, and I have one that actually demanded clones because they knew the value of a custom-built computer for the performance versus price, so we could get the price down and give them maximum performance. I get it. And they're rare. If you have a client like that that's a business client, perfect. And you can build systems, great. Or you know someone that can, nice. But my typical client right now, they have a Dell server, Dell hardware, and Dell laptops. Backups. You need to become, I was going to say an expert or confident in the backup solution that you're going to recommend. If the backup software is expensive, there's ways to get trials so you can test it yourself. You need to do a recovery yourself. That means you need to deliberately crash your system or do something and restore and know the process to do a restore. You gotta have an excellent backup solution. It's how I got the majority of my clients. They had servers or workstations that their previous IT person could not restore a file when they had an emergency. I communicate right away that that can't happen on my watch while you're my client. The software that I use, and you've heard me talk about it all the time, and they're not a sponsor, it's Shadow Protect by StorageCraft. Shadow Protect desktop or server is on every single system or client that wants their backup monitored on a nightly basis, because that software will kick off an email to me on its success or failure, and I can easily every night check my emails and see which ones failed, which ones were success. Now, let's say their internet went down and it can't send an email. Well, not receiving an email is just as bad. Then I know there's an issue going on. And I try to remote in. And I said, oh, I can't remote in. Now I know first thing in the morning I'm going to call, hey, is the network up? What's going on? Maybe I got to go out and visit them. 9 times out of 10, I don't. I'm able to correct it. As a matter of fact, a lot of times I'm able to remote in and correct what happened. Maybe someone unplugged the backup drive. And that's why I get a message that the backup failed. As a matter of fact, that's the most common issue. Someone meant to swap the drives or they didn't. It's always stupid reasons. Or, hey, the system got powered off, so it can't do its backup at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night. But you must have a good, solid process that you're confident in that you can sell your client, that you can go to them and say, I will have you backed up where you can sleep at night and not worry. This is what business clients want to hear, that their data is secured and protected. If this is too much for you, then continue just doing residential. And let me tell you, there's a lot of residential that needs backup solutions. You got to get good at a few things that then you can market and sell to businesses. Right now, we're in the middle between now and July, the mass Windows 10 upgrades. Businesses could use some hand-holding on this. This is another opportunity to be able to go to a business and manage their Windows 10 deployment. It's free until July. After that, it's not free. So you're going to have businesses that may not want to upgrade, or you've got businesses that want to take advantage of upgrading before they have to pay for each system for Windows 10. So here's what I do, and you've heard me talk about this, and I'm in the process of this right now with a few clients of mine. We take one desktop and we upgrade it to Windows 10 and we see what happens. Where are the problems? Where are the issues? Resolve the issues, remediate the issues if we can. Then we're ready in a few weeks to do the rest of the systems. Schedule that off hours, do the rest of this of the systems. I have had success with this strategy. Before you do that system with the Windows 10, take an external drive. I pop my Acronis in and I get a full backup. So this way, even if the backup, the recovery doesn't work, because remember, my last show, I talked about a Windows 10 failed upgrade, and then we couldn't get back to the previous operating system, and I had to wipe the system and go back to the factory defaults. You don't want to be in that position. So if the system is functioning and working fine, get an image of it, then do the Windows 10 upgrade. Now you've put yourself in a position of only success, even if it fails. I create win-win scenarios with my clients, and that's what you must do, because when a client sees that, they're going to be confident and feel comfortable, and then they're going to refer you, which is where I get all of my business, is word of mouth referrals, because it doesn't get any better than that for a referral, and that's what you got to strive for. Now we have the Windows 10 process done. You need a good, reliable remote control for unattended on the business clients. They want to know that they can call you at any time and you should be able to remote in and be able to fix it. That's why I love Instant House Call and I use it. Yes, there's other products out there, but I've selected Instant House Call and I have a great relationship with them and they are a sponsor. I used the product first before they became a sponsor. I vetted it for 6 months and beat it up because I used to use another product. I had to prove to myself that it was the product that I want for my clients that puts food on the table and pays the bills. I needed a reliable remote control program. Then we talked about being a sponsor, but I had to be happy with the product. Instant House Call, definitely. You need remote access and you need reliable remote access. Have a reliable hosted exchange solution. Many business clients have email, maybe hosted with just GoDaddy, and they're unhappy, or they're with their ISP, Verizon, or Comcast, and they don't have branding. It's so easy to buy a domain on GoDaddy and then have control of the DNS, and you got to learn how to change MX records, and you got to have a procedure for migrating mail. And a lot of companies have good documentation, and I'm going to mention three of them where you can migrate them. And there's even a podcast where you got Lisa or her Office 365 podcast, and I'll put a link in there. You're going to learn a lot about doing Office 365 migrations. She recommends and has a partnership with AppRiver. That's a good hosted exchange partner. I use SureWeb. And then you also have Microsoft. So between the three, now you have a hosted exchange solution, and each of them have their migration procedures and ways to do it. I've been with SureWeb for so many years, I can't even think of anybody else because I got my procedure locked in and down. I can do it with my eyes closed. I can take any company with any amount of email accounts and easily migrate them to a great solution. You got to be able to do that. You got to have think business solutions to be able to get business clients. And this is how you have to have this tool set, and you got to have these recommendations for services in order to break through that barrier and get into businesses. And this is how I gain new clients and keep them. Now there's easy things that you're currently doing for residential clients that you can bring to businesses. Securing their wireless access. You know, there's still a lot of businesses out there that don't even have WPA2 keys and they have open networks. Or maybe they want wireless for their clients that visit them, and you need to have it go around their network so it's not part of their network. So that's just dropping in another router that connects right to their ISP's modem, and that's it. and then having a separate network with a separate easy Wi-Fi for guests. I always have a private network and a public network for most of my clients, and then a strong private key, and then a little weaker public key that they can give out, that the receptionist can give out if somebody's waiting and they need wireless. This is more in the public setting of like dental and dental offices, doctor's offices, where there's visitors that need to get on a guest network. And let me tell you, from a HIPAA compliance standpoint, we got to make sure that that wireless guest network can never touch the main private network. That's very important. You may have to do more research and learning for that. When we talk about compliance, that's another area. Now, that might be too much to chew off right now, but you have lots of compliance that there's an alphabet soup that I always talk about. PCI is for the payment card industry. That's credit cards. There's a whole set of compliance rules for that. You have Sarbanes-Oxley when I was in the corporate world. You have FINRA. That's the financial industry. All my financial advisors live and die by FINRA compliance. And then, of course, you got the medical, which I'm doing more and more now. I'm getting more involved in HIPAA than I ever did in the past, because once you do one dental office or one office, well, they're going to refer you to their friends. So it just makes sense. So you're going to end up with more in that particular field. And that's fine. Knowing compliance is real good. How can you take this to the next level? And there's another product that I am an affiliate with, and I will have the link, and I always have it in the show notes every week. And this is for the product. I talk about it a lot, and that's Bryce Whitty's Computer Business Kit version 3. Bryce runs TechNibble. I had the pleasure of meeting him in Chicago at CompTIA in August, and it was great. And he's not 100% sure whether he can make Canada. He's going to try. If he can be in Toronto, I really hope so. Bryce is a great guy, and his computer kit, follow the link in my show notes. It's why you need good documentation. He has a collection of pre-made, easy-to-edit legal forms, templates, checklists, and so much more. But he has something else, which is where I want to take it. How do you get more clients for your PC business? He's got strategies that you can follow. Also, something that's very important. When you start reselling parts, you got to stop paying consumer prices for computer parts. Because if you want to market up and be competitive, you absolutely have to know where to buy your components. If you buy this business kit, he's going to share those places that you can get accounts with and buy at wholesale at prices that now you can market up, make money, and still beat maybe Amazon and Newegg. Wouldn't that be great? It's another way to generate some revenue, and this is the first tool to begin with. And that's how I wanted to kind of bring this to a head and to start to wrap this topic up. Once you get some of these core services and technologies down that you're going to be able to sell to businesses, how do you get more businesses? And you got to have some strategies. The computer business kit is one, just one little thing in there is going to help you to be able to build your business. There's another one, and it's very important to me because this is how I grew my business. And it's through local business networking. I guarantee wherever you're at in the country, there is some type of local business B2B networking events. Maybe it's business card exchange. Maybe it's Chamber of Commerce. Maybe it's, I've talked about the BNI network, and that's the Business Networking International. That's where I belong, and I get referrals. That's where I go every Thursday for lunch. It's a networking meeting of other like business owners who want, they're there for the sole purpose of getting referrals. It's how I get most of my clients and my business, and it's phenomenal. There's other organizations other than BNI. You need to check them out. Visit them. You don't have to join. Sure, there's a fee to join these some of these networking events, but some of them are also free. Make sure you get a good business card. List your services on the back of the business card. Have that so you can have, business cards are cheap. Have thousands of them that you can lay on people. Make sure it looks nice. Take your design before you finalize the business card and run it by some other people and have them take a look at it. Make sure that it's a nice card, that its first appearance is what you want. You can do Vistaprint. I'm not happy with that. I'd like you to do a little better, maybe go to a printer, do something that's a little more professional, okay? That would be very important. It's your appearance. Something else. Now that you're dealing with business clients, you can't dress maybe the way you were dressing for residential. No more jeans and sneaks. Business casual. Start out with an unbranded collared shirt and nice slacks, casual shoes that are business casual. Look nice. Then as you start to get momentum and start making a little money, now get your shirts branded. Even if there's no logo, the name of your company. My first shirts that I still wear, all they say is MHS Consulting, which is my company name. And I have shirts. I made sure my son has shirts. Anybody that does work for me, that's something else too. If you're working for me part-time, even if you're a 1099, if you're going to visit a client, guess what? I'm putting a shirt in your hand because you're representing me and you are going to look the part. I learned this valuable lesson. Winston Wolfe came out to visit me and was going to one of my clients. And he said, "Do you have a shirt for me?" "No, I don't." And he said, "Okay, I'll wear my business shirt and brand me while I'm at your client." Point well taken. Okay. And when I do subcontracting where I do work for another consulting firm, I will not wear my branded shirt because I'm now representing them. You say, "Boy, Mike, you're spending an awful lot of time on how you look." Well, if you ever listen to my interview show, it's how you look on that first meeting. You got to look. You don't have to be in a suit and tie, but you got to look professional. That means you need your hair done. You got to look nice. You got to smell nice. You got to be clean. And you got to have a business casual, a business look and feel to you, or they're not going to trust you. And that's the thing you must break through first. And it's very hard. If you've never done it, it's not going to be easy. It wasn't easy for me. When I was starting out, it was very difficult. It was Shadow Protect that actually got me my first retainer client. I was brought in to look at a situation that the previous IT person could not put a server solution in place that allowed them to do a full backup and then do a recovery at an offsite server that was a different model at the owner's house. They spent, I think, like $40,000 or $50,000 on failed attempts with this IT person over the course of 2 years. And one of the things for their compliance was that they had to, this is a financial company, that they had to be able to test their disaster recovery program, and they were unable to test it. I went in there, said, "I can do this with no trouble." I said, "Do you mind if we do this right now?" I downloaded the trial version of Shadow Protect server. I put it on the, I did a backup, had an external drive, did a full backup, then downloaded the ISO image of the bootable disk that you need to boot on the target machine that you're going to do the recovery. I did the backup, only took like a couple hours, got everything done, and I said to the owner, "Let's go to your house and do the recovery." "You want to do this now?" I said, "I got the time. Do you have the time? Let's do it now." Have not made a dollar yet from them. Went over to her home, blew away, and did a recovery from Shadow Protect. As a matter of fact, I even had a problem and called tech support because I needed to feed a different hardware controller driver into the recovery. And I learned how to do that. Did the recovery. They walked me through it. In a couple hours, we were up and running, and she logged in to that server for the first time in 2 years. She looked at me and said, "I've spent over $40,000 over 2 years and have never been able to log into this machine. I have not paid you a dime, and in less than a day, you've solved this problem. I said, I would like to bring a retainer contract tomorrow. Not only, and by the way, this is my big one of my biggest clients still today, and this was 7 years ago, I'm proud to say. Not only did I go the next day with a contract in hand, they had me wait while they cut a check for me. And I left there. All because of having a solution that worked. And that is how I want to wrap up, because that's a true story. It's how I've built my business, and it's how I then extended on it, and it's how I got retainer contracts. And this client can't think of ever going anywhere else for IT support. They can't, because of what I was able to solve. How about companies that don't have a solid email, and now you deliver an email solution to them? Or how about those systems that are so slow, and all you do is go in and run our standard virus cleanups and tune-ups, and now it's faster. And then you say, hey, I can make this even faster by putting an SSD in there. Now you got them eating out of your hands, and this is how you do it. And then your confidence is going to build. And I tell you right now, if you speak from confidence and don't lie and don't ever say you can do something that you can't do. My tagline with any new client is, I can solve most of your problems, but I'm one phone call away from something I don't know. And I'll tell you that. But I have a resource that I can go to. Sometimes I bring those questions here to the Mike Tech Show or to Tech Vets. Maybe it's a call to Winston Wolf or to Carrie Holzman for a solution. Or maybe it's my QuickBooks expert that I have that's a phone call away, or my CPA because it's an accounting type tie-in to the question, or the other consultant that I deal with who's really, really good at system builds and other services and products. Have a good network of people that you can tap, that they'll tap you, you tap them, and be able to share solutions. That also helps you keep clients, grow your business. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank everybody for downloading and staying subscribed. If you purchase anything from Amazon or know anyone that buys from Amazon, please use my link, amazon.mikenation.net. Your price remains the same, but a small commission comes back to support the Mike Tech Show. Again, that's amazon.mikenation.net. Remember, Instant House Call is my sponsor. Please, for remote control, if you need a solution, go to instanthousecall.com, download the trial, use the promo code Mike Tech Show, give it a try. The business computer kit, the computer business kit version 3 over at TechNibble. I'll have a link to that. That's tremendous. And then the one product I haven't talked about, but it's one of the tools that you need in your tool bag to help you move from system to system all the settings, and that's Fabs Auto Backup for Tech 6 Pro. Those three links are always in my show notes for every single show, because that has what has helped my business. That's it. I will see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.